Hello, Las Vegas, and welcome to another episode of the Postal Stand-Up. My name is Alan Gigax, and today we're going to talk about damaged parcels. Happens all the time. You get a parcel in your hamper in the morning that is crushed or smashed or torn or open or whatever it is. How are you supposed to handle it? Well, my first recommendation is the very first thing you want to do is scan that package. So you're being your regular scan barcode screen, you're going to scan it and go to option number 4, other, and then you'll see after that option number 5, visible damage. So right away, first thing, you want to scan it as visible damage. And this serves a couple of purposes. First, it gets it on record that this package has been damaged, which is very helpful to the customer. If they wind up having to file a claim or get insurance or replacement or whatever, it shows this package was damaged in the post office's handling of it. And the other thing is, you know that when somebody gets a package that's all smashed up, who are they going to think damaged that package? You. Of course they're going to think whoever touched it last must be the person who stepped on it, drove over it with their truck, opened it, whatever it is. So if you scan it as visible damage at 9 o'clock in the morning, then when you deliver it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it shows that, hey, it was like this when I got it. But there's more that you want to do to help protect yourself and help protect and inform your customers. You want to label that package as damaged. So you may have stickers or stamps, like rubber stamps, that you can put on the package that say received in damaged condition, received unsealed, received without contents. And, dude, that's the worst. Received without contents, where you got a box that's just empty. There's nothing in the box. And yes, you still have to deliver that empty box. It is the pits. But it's got to be done. So you mark it up as damaged, you know, whatever the damage is. And then here is the next step. And this is the one that to me is key for customer service. Is when I go to deliver that package, I knock, knock, knock on the door, and I'm going to wait for the person to answer. And when they answer, I'm going to explain to them what happened. Hey, I got this morning and it was open and I don't know if there's anything missing from here or not, but I wanted to let you know so that you have the option of they can either, like, if they know what should be missing, you know what? Missing is not actually the best example. Let's just say crushed. This thing got crushed. And so give your recipient, your customer, a choice. They can either accept the package and if it winds up being damaged, you know, maybe what's inside of there is just like a little pillow, a little neck pillow. And so even though the box got crushed, the neck pillow is going to be fine. And so they're like, yeah, who cares? I'll take the package. But maybe something in there is fragile. And you give them the choice. They can either accept the item and then whatever happens is on them and they fight for their return, or they can refuse the package. And so you'll scan it, mark it as number 3, return to sender. And then I think it's number 8 is refused. Mark it as refused. And you send it back for them. And this helps the customer so much because now they don't have to deal with all the hassle of like getting a new box and getting a new shipping label and all this stuff to return it to sender. You just send it back as refused and you are good to go. So the other thing that you're going to want to do when you get that package in the morning is do what you can to fix the package. Like, if it's open, like, dude, with how much money Amazon makes, they really can't put like one more piece of tape going across the seam instead of just the one that runs along the seam. Dude. So add that extra piece of tape, try to make the box more square again, things like that. You're going to do that in the morning as well. After you've marked that it's damaged, you put the sticker on it, you know, whatever else you're going to do. And then you go deliver it and you give them that option. Do you want to accept this package? Do you want to return it? And that's up to them. Okay. So that is damaged packages. And with mail with letters and flats, we have what we call body bags, those We Care envelopes. And it's roughly going to be the same process. You put it in the We Care bag in the morning, and that lets that person know that, hey, it wasn't you that damaged it. It came this way, and now you put it in the box, and they know, well, hey, these things happen in processing. All right, there's my tip for the day. Have a good day out there, guys, and I will catch you all next time.